Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The day starts with calm and clear skies across Israel. Tel Aviv is enjoying mild temperatures, while Jerusalem sees a gentle breeze. In Haifa, it's a perfect day to enjoy the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, Walla reports that the U.S. military has launched a wave of strikes in Iran following threats from President Trump. Also, Times of Israel reports that a U.S. jury has convicted a man on terror charges for stabbing Salman Rushdie, highlighting the global reach of Iranian influence. Also this hour, according to the Jerusalem Post, Prime Minister Netanyahu met with evangelical community leaders to discuss the Iran conflict and the importance of unity. Separately, Forward has reported recently that Netanyahu has incorporated Zohran Mamdani into his re-election campaign, positioning him as a face of anti-Semitism. And finally, JNS reports from earlier today that a drone strike hit a U.S.-owned tanker in the Nile Delta, possibly signaling a threat to the Suez Canal. Here's what people are saying online. Al Jazeera English shared that U.S. strikes hit Iran's Kazaroon and Kish Island, based on reports from Tasnim, just minutes ago. Eyal Yacobi, a regional analyst, posted recently that at least 20 Iranian advisors died overnight in U.S.-Saudi strikes on Iran-backed militias in Iraq. Visegrad 24 reported that Wildberries workers are evacuating from their logistics center in Penza after Ukrainian drones hit the area tonight. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the U.S. military action in Iran. According to Walla, these strikes come on the heels of President Trump's threats towards Tehran. The targets included locations in Kazaroon and Kish Island. This escalation raises tensions across the region, impacting diplomatic relations and stability. Turning to the conviction in the Salman Rushdie case, Times of Israel reports that a jury found the assailant guilty on all charges. This verdict underscores concerns about Iran's influence and its reach beyond the Middle East. The incident remains a reminder of ongoing global security challenges. Meanwhile, Netanyahu's meeting with evangelical leaders focused on the Iran war and combating hatred. The Jerusalem Post highlights how both parties emphasized unity. This engagement reflects Netanyahu's ongoing efforts to strengthen ties with influential groups as tensions with Iran continue. In a related development, Netanyahu's election strategy now includes Zohran Mamdani, as detailed by Forward. Mamdani has been a critic of Netanyahu, and his inclusion in the campaign signals a strategic move. This could influence perceptions of anti-Semitism and sway voter sentiment. Turning to the drone strike in the Nile Delta, JNS reports that this attack on a U.S.-owned tanker could be a warning to Egypt regarding the Suez Canal. Such incidents highlight the vulnerabilities of critical global trade routes. The potential closure of the canal would have significant economic repercussions. On the economic front, first, despite regional tensions, Israel Hayom Business reports that the U.S. Federal Reserve kept interest rates unchanged. This decision comes amid fears of escalation in the Middle East, but reflects a cautious approach to economic stability. Separately, CTEC shares insights from Pitangus Eyal Niv on the AI era. He suggests that founders must adapt to operate like unicorns. This evolution in business strategy highlights the growing impact of artificial intelligence on the market. And finally, Walla Business warns of advancing AI-driven fraud in Israel. From fake utility messages to voice imitation, phishing attacks are becoming more sophisticated. This rise in fraud underscores the need for enhanced cybersecurity measures. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 6 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.